Almost all this labour he discovered in Haryana, which was a hotbed of it, was indentured servitude. The workers were landless Dalit or their children, forced to borrow to pay for medicines or dowries from a local higher caste moneylender. The average loan was around 2,000 rupees or $27, but at interest rates of 40% or more, it could seldom be paid back. Payment was made in the form of labour from which workers could not escape, and the debt was passed down the generations. Many of these enslaved workers were therefore children, some as young as 4 or 5. By his own estimates, of perhaps 60 million bonded workers, 15 million were under 14. Once he was on the watch for them, he saw them everywhere, bending all day over tobacco baskets to hand-rolled beedies, gathering broken cups outside tea shops, picking rags. Their small, soft hands were thought ideal for delicate jobs such as knotting threads, dozens to each square centimetre in carpet-making, but their bodies were deformed by it and their lives shortened. There were laws against this, as against bonded labour in general. They were rarely enforced, because servitude was accepted as part of the natural order. He did not accept it. In 1981 he set up the Bonded Labour Liberation Front, raising money to buy the freedom of as many workers as possible, and to teach the rest what their rights were. Almost recklessly, because his bright robes advertised him everywhere, he and his helpers slipped into the wretched shanty villages to encourage the labourers to organise. Eventually unions were created for stone-cutters, builders and brick-kiln workers. Meanwhile he battled employers in the courts. Those workers he managed to rescue, around 178,000 in all, roughly 26,000 of them children, were trained for new jobs or sent, for the first time, to school. Much of this, especially the shouts of revolution after some of his worker meetings, seemed more political than priestly,